This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And I said, that'll never come out my hair.
Number 93, everybody!
Number 93! Have you got a frog in your throat,
love? You sounded a little croaky then.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Let me have a sip of my lovely coffee. That's which was made earlier.
Look at the finger. Oh,
fingers up.
He's got a finger up.
Oh, fingers up. Speaking of fingers, Carl, hold your hand out.
Hold my hand out, yeah.
Can I smell your fingers this time?
Oh, yeah, have you? What do you think?
Can I smell the other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the little one. You do it with the little one?
Yeah, the little one. She likes it.
Right.
It's very tight.
Right. Well, very good.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, no, and thrice no.
What?
You cannot put that in the edit of this podcast. That's absolutely disgusting. Oh. And we've only just seconds in. Absolutely not.
I've been eating Cheerios. And he just sees how cheesy they are.
You just said she likes it like that.
I did. I can't get out of that one.
No, you cannot. So what's that got to do with a she? And like, who is she? Oh, it's me, is it?
You like Cheerios? You like those little cheesy things?
Cheerios.
Cheetos.
That's a cereal.
Cheerios, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so yesterday.
Let's move on and forget that you both did that and the fact that you actually smelt his fingers, you weird freak. Hello, everybody. What a lovely, lovely start to the Anytime podcast. Oh, my God. Hello, it's me, Yvette.
It's me, Glenn.
It's me, Carl.
And you are?
Sorry?
I was asking the listener who they were.
Oh.
Oh, very good.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, the snorting noise that it's Watson.
Ah, bless him.
I know. Since we last recorded, we have to say that we had to say goodbye to our beautiful little Olive.
Oh, yes.
You remember? Sad. And she was heavily panting in that one.
She was, yeah.
So we had to say goodbye to our lovely little Olive. So she's gone to up in the sky with all our other lovely dogs. But she was very, very old, wasn't she?
Mm. Bless her, she was very old.
Very old.
Similar to you, she was peeing a lot.
Yes, I know.
Not similar to you because she was old, similar to you because she's peeing a lot, because you're not old, you're still young.
Do you know, I looked at the end chair there, it was like a Most Haunted. The chair moved on its own, and then oh my God, and then I realised it was Watson that had moved the chair.
Now, before we go any further, I've got to say a belated happy birthday to you.
Yes, thank you.
Obviously, because we didn't do a podcast last week on the lead up to your birthday. But,
yes.
So here we are, a week later, and it's only fair that I present you with
this
very tall parcel looking thing.
With a bottle on it.
With a bottle on it and a little
Now, this rosemary Mediterranean, a product of France. Now, isn't
French,
that
I think.
It is. Do you know, I know that that's quite expensive.
Well.
I do. So, thank you. Thank you so much. And I do like a rosé, and Mary likes it too.
Like a rosé.
That won't
thank
last
you.
For the weekend.
Thank you so much. No, it bloody well gone. Won't. It will be. And it's got a cork. It's not a screw top. It's a cork.
Oh, you've got to have it in one go.
Oh,
it will.
Oh, look at a card. Thank you, Glenneth. Birthday girl. That's me, not you. Let's see what it says. Oh, yes, look at that. Look at the crisps coming out now.
Yes, that's the...
She was confused. The cookbook clearly said to use the leftover wine. Leftover wine?
Is there such a thing?
To my wonderful, talented friend Yvette, hope the sun shines on you for your birthday and many more birthdays to come. Lots of love, Glenn. Oh, God love yeah, you, Glenn. That's so sweet. Can I just tell you, from all the years that we've known each other, your handwriting is getting much worse. You could be a doctor, couldn't you?
I've always said that myself, to be honest.
Dr. Glenn.
Yeah.
Dr. Glenn.
No, it's because the less you have to write, you're very welcome. But the less you have to write, the more scrawny your writing becomes, isn't it?
That looks like Dr. Driscoll's writing.
It does, though, doesn't it?
Thank you, darling. Okay. Thank you so much.
Now, you know we do have the podcast pie.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
And we've been, and it's been my turn to bake something.
Yes.
I didn't think you were going to do it, to be fair.
Well, no. You see, I thought I'd do it with your birthday cake.
I've
made you a homemade birthday cake.
All right.
So I want you to see what you think is in it when we have some. I mean, I know we've just eaten a very delicious meal.
It looks like dog shit.
What is it?
Well, I'll leave you
did
to
you just smell your fingers again? What's the matter with you?
He was fingering me before he started.
Oh my God.
To be fair,
It's dark in colour, isn't it?
It is.
It's lumpy. Yes. And it just looks like...
Selling this well.
It just looks like Watson's done a huge shit in the middle of a silver pie.
Yeah, it's one of those things. If you were given it and said, oh, that's left over from something, you go, ooh, crumbs, I don't want that. It's horrible. But if one of these sort of, you know... I hate the word celebrity chefs because there shouldn't be such a thing because I just cook stuff. My mum cooked for all of us for years and never did a bad meal. But anyway, if they served it up, you go, oh, it looks nice. It looks that really retro crap.
Yeah, you look a bit like, would you be tempted to try it? Everything in it, if I can promise you, is edible.
Right. They said that on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Didn't they?
And it took me weeks to get those tarantula's legs, hairs out the back of my throat.
I've bitten a tarantula before.
Have you bitten a tarantula? How have
well,
you?
Well, it was dead, it was baked, but I had to.
Oh, you had it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
It's a powdery, awful thing.
Yeah, yeah, but did you feel any hairs?
Because I had to bite into the abdomen.
Oh,
yeah, it was
no.
Awful, yeah.
What do you mean you had to?
Well, it was a challenge for a radio station at the time. And it was like, eat this horrible.
Well, should we try this pile of shit? I mean, should we try this lovely cake?
I would love you to cut your birthday pie cake.
Yes. Just get a fork.
I mean, the expression on your face, I know they say everything's about presentation, but the expression on both of your faces with, you know when you've actually picked up the scent of dog shit?
Yeah. No, you, darling, just
that's
get
the look
forks,
on the faces
cakes,
right now.
I say they're washing up, Jesus. Come on, just get
we've got serviettes
forks.
Here, we're all right.
We're all right. We'll just get that in there. Thank you for the wine.
You're very welcome.
People listen to think we're just.
No, I know, but love.
But this is homemade.
This is homemade, and I love you for trying, darling, but it just looks like a pile of crap.
It does look like Norman Wisdom's had a crap.
How would you know what Norman Wisdom's poo would have looked like? Right, I'm going to go for the outside, not the inside.
I think you should go first.
Yes, go on. Okay.
Oh, crumbs.
Oh, my God.
The texture looks weird.
Yeah. It's a bit...
What the hell is it?
Crumbly and moist at the same time. That's moist.
Been there before.
I can't actually get it off
Pardon?
The fork.
I'm like that with you.
Fucking hell, love, it's been hours. I need to come up for air.
I can't quite decipher what the tastes are.
Well, Carl, you dig in and tell me what you
is
think.
Is there like... there's like a lemony taste in there. But there's also like a vinegary, like a pickly.
Yeah.
Oh.
But dog shit?
No, there's no dog shit. I know it looks like it.
It looks like it.
I've just got a bite of pickled onion.
Yes. So it's pickled onion in there.
Pickled onion with a pickle-lily.
That's why I'm starting to sweat.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always sweat whenever I have anything pickly.
There's chocolate. And
how the hell
are you
that?
Getting? Are
caramel?
You getting a caramel just to fuse it all together? Mm-hmm. And have you got the Marmite yet?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
I want to stick in here for the Marmite.
I can't have any more, darling, because it's actually making me sweat.
Is it really?
Pickle. Or if I have like HB sauce, doesn't it? I actually start perspiring or glowing.
Mm.
But thank you for my birthday.
Mm. I thought it was
pie.
A while
ago. It was. Are we Marmite. Naming this? Are we naming this anything?
Marmite. I can taste Marmite.
Yeah, there you go. You probably got it, but we didn't mix in properly.
Yeah.
Mm.
What are you naming it?
I'm going to call it Yvette's birthday surprise.
And that certainly was.
Do you know what, Glenn?
Mm.
I have to say, if you told me you'd made a cake
with piccalilli. Pie.
Sorry, pie. With piccalilli, pickled onions. Mm-hmm. Marmite,
yep.
Chocolate, yep. Caramel to bind it all together.
Yep.
I said, you're mad.
I know.
They'll think you're crazy. They'll take you away.
Well, I would urge any of our listeners to try it.
I would. It's actually really lovely. They all complement each other.
They do.
Obviously, it's going to be the quantities, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Small doses at a time, I think.
Definitely. Well, there we are. Well done, you. Well, are we going to officially open the podcast?
Yeah. Now, instead of the giant Watsits, I've gone to Asda's own version of these. Giant Wiggles.
Ooh, we're going to have to give those a try.
I know. Would you care to officially declare the podcast?
Oh, let's. Ready? Ready for the big poof? Ready? The smell of
cheese.
Smell of cheese. Now, I do like a giant Watsit, I have to say. Now. Not as good as Watsits.
It might be because of the pie you've just eaten, though.
Yeah, because you've got pickle Marmite.
Yeah, and all that.
Chocolate
that.
And...
There's a taste sensation going on in this kitchen today. Let me try one. No, you're all right, I think.
Carl's just thrown a cheesy Watsit down on the floor in temper.
The taste isn't that strong.
No.
But I've still got a taste sensation of everything else I've eaten so far.
It tastes like Yvette's crusty knickers.
Oh, right, okay. Oh.
Yeah, Watson, you can... Oh, he's found it.
Even Watson's going, nah, don't taste it or anything.
Mm, so that was very nice, a cheesy finger.
I'll have some more Marmite.
Finger, yeah. Have some more Marmite cake.
Mm.
Cake. I'm actually really getting
into it. You're dribbling it all over the place.
It's good you told him not to get any plates.
That's true, yes, I can't have a go at you for that, can I? This is very true.
Oh, dear, and would you like a finger?
Always.
Oh. Okay, that's good.
Is this a birthday fingering session?
Well...
As a fingering session.
Yeah, a birthday fingering session. Where is it?
My friend Jasmine just thought it was very funny on my birthday with a little bit of a bash.
Oh!
You tiger, you!
Are we allowed to sing it?
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. A finger of fudge is just enough until it's time to eat. It's all the calorie goodness, a very small and neat. A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
Of course, there are fingers of fudge here. Marvellous, 6 bars. Do you know, this is my favourite. I think we talked about this in... It's either Quality Street or Celebrations or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the little fudges. Oh, my God. I line them up, take them all out. I'm a bit selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And hide them.
Do you?
I love them so much. So, yes.
Well, we have a Quality Street tin. When I get to get in there, the only thing that's left is those little round gold...
I love those. They were always the first to go out. In my house when I was a kid.
And get stuck in your teeth. Mm. Oh, I'm having real trouble with my teeth.
Are you?
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, like, but you need denture stick. You need denture stick to keep them in.
Oh, no.
I suppose you should ask the question.
How was your day?
Are you going to ask me first?
Yvette, how was your day?
How was my day? Well, I had a lovely day today. It was very nice. It was my friend Angie's birthday.
Oh.
And we went to spa, my sort of place I go swimming.
You went sparring with...
I went sparring. No, not fighting.
She's like that.
Yeah. And it was really lovely and we had afternoon tea. And some Prosecco. And, and it was... And we had a massage.
Oh.
It was very
nice.
Did
you massage each other?
Yeah,
no, you weirdo freaks. What's up with you?
Did you film it?
No. But there's a girl there. She's ever so lovely, but she keeps saying, bless you. Oh. Every time she... it's the second time I've met her.
She keeps sneezing?
No. I'll say something and like, oh, it's lovely out there. Oh, yes, but it is a bit cold. Oh, yes, it is. Bless you.
Really?
And I'm like... Does she think, because she's young, she must look at me and think, oh, bless her, she's old.
Yeah, but you don't look old, that's the thing. And you're not old, you don't look old.
But to her, a young kid, I do look like an old lady, don't I? So she's going to go, oh, bless you.
Maybe she thinks it's something that you're meant to say as a way of
polite. I don't
know,
she does it again, I'm going to punch her in the throat.
Bless you!
Yeah, bless you, you fucker!
Well, it was a nice relaxing day other than that, though.
It was lovely. It was very, very nice. I did go, just to say, the other talking about the swimming thing, I did go on last Thursday, and I got the timings wrong again. It was bloody aqua aerobics yet again.
Oh, I was in a diary or something, you are.
Well, I've worked out when it is. It's every Monday, it's every Wednesday, and it's every Friday. But they have different times, and it's upsetting me. They keep swapping the times around.
Fuckers.
And when I'm swimming, right, so they...
You shouldn't do that to pensioners, should they?
Oh, bless you.
Hello! Anyway, as I've already explained, they block half the swimming pool off. So all the ladies that are doing aqua aerobics on one side, and then there's me in a lane...
They do this to all swimming pools at gyms, don't they?
Mm. So, the aerobics instructor walks up and down. She's not in the water. She stood up. And all these ladies are jumping up and down and causing a tsunami to occur. I'm trying to not go under the water, but I can't help it. It's a proper wave machine's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's got this music that's going... And then she does this thing. She's shouting. It's in an echoey space. And she's going, and then she goes, oh! And I'm going like this. I want to get out and punch her so hard in the throat. It's not true. Shut up. I know she has to do that.
She probably sounds the same when she's having an orgasm.
Yeah,
get it, double, get it, yeah.
That's what
it
sounds like. And then I had an awful... You asked me how my day was, I'm giving you a couple of days here. So there I am in the water, swimming along, and there's nobody else in the pool. And this man comes out of the steam room... Covered in sweat.
Was he a big old unit?
No. Young guy, completely void of hair. Right. And he walks towards the pool, dripping with sweat. And I'm getting closer to him, sort of where the steps are.
It's like the beginning of a porn film.
He jumped straight in.
No.
I was
no! I was very upset. And he jumps in, and as he surfaced and pretended to shake his hair that he didn't have, I gave him a filthy Yvette Fielding look because it's you dirty individual.
That could drain the pool.
Oh, it was awful. Anyway, he then stood back, put his arms against the back of the pool, and stood and watched as I turned around and swam off. So I'm swimming off towards the other end. I turn around, swim towards him. He hasn't moved, still watching me. I get towards where he is, and guess what he does?
He does it again.
No.
Puts his hand down the front of his Speedos.
No. Bodgy smuggling. No, he goes under the water.
Right.
And stays under the water while I'm swimming and turning round.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, so I swim away thinking, ooh, I hope he's not seen my claptrap. I wouldn't want anybody to see that.
That's the if you could do it on command, that's the time to queef.
So I'm swimming away, trying to keep my legs closed, but it's a little bit difficult when you're doing the breaststroke with your legs and the butterfly. No, the butterfly, your legs are together, aren't they? It's when you're doing the breaststroke that they come apart like a frog.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, what's he looking at? Get to the other end, turn round, come back. And he's up halfway through. He's come up for air.
After seeing that, he's still sweating.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, get closer to him, does it again.
Oh.
What was he doing?
Looking at your minge.
Yeah.
Was he really? Do you think he was?
Did he have goggles on?
No.
No, it'd be a blurry minge, but to be fair, her minge is quite blurry.
Right. There we go. Quite an insight here. Was he swimming quite close to you?
No, he was stood.
He was
motionless, watching me swimming.
They should have people there to throw people like that out, because that will make a lot of people feel very uncomfortable.
Well, it did. I felt really uncomfortable, and I thought, oh, my God, what if he's...
If you know,
smudgling his bug jeans.
Was there no signs on the side of the swimming pool to
no
advise against
pet.
It? No heavy
pets. There was nothing. I looked for it. There's no running and there's no jumping in. Well, he obviously didn't go with the, you know, he defied
that.
Yeah,
but he's obviously
a
certain kind of prune, because he's the fact that you can go into a sauna, come out sweaty and just think it's okay to jump in a swimming pool without having a shower. What a dick. If you're out there, you're a dick.
And the other thing is, you sign your name in before you go in, And before you go in the pool, so you get to reception, you put your membership number down and all the rest of it, and it puts time in. And it was...
Did you complain?
Yes, I did. Good. But it was 5 to 11, right? So I put 10:55, right? Mm. He put 11:11. The guy before me. Not the ball guy, this was somebody else. And he was strutting around like, hey, I'm a model. And I thought, as he was lying down on the lounger, sort of posing, I thought, yeah, okay, you're a good-looking chap, but you're as thick as pig shit. So how was your day, Glenn?
Well, my day started with a bang.
Oh, good on you. What was she like?
I'd like to say that was the case, but it wasn't. I was fast asleep.
Oh.
Good place to start the day, I think.
Take those away, yeah.
And, sorry, just got a bit of pickle there with that cake pie.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Anyway, so, fast asleep, and then there was this almighty... the sound effects off. So there was this mighty bang, and I looked around the room, I thought, what the fucking hell could that have been? And suddenly, due to the nature of the world we live in, I started thinking, has my house become haunted?
Oh, yeah.
But there's no sign of anything else untoward. And I thought, well, no. There must be a logical explanation for that.
Did you think you brought something home with you?
Well, I didn't know what to think. I thought, well, maybe the dogs have done something silly, you know, like knocked a chair over downstairs or something. So I went downstairs to see them. And they were bouncing around for joy because they knew as soon as they saw me, it meant two things. One, they get to go out for a piss. And secondly, they get to eat some food.
Bit like Carl.
Yeah. So I let them out straight away. And then I saw Luna, the husky, pounce in the backyard. I thought, what's going on here?
Or was it a bird?
It was a bird that hit my bedroom window.
Knocked itself out.
Yeah, knocked itself out. Big old wood pigeon. And huskies being huskies, they're prey dogs.
Of course, yeah.
So she decided to have it for breakfast.
Wow.
And there was nothing I could do to get that thing off her.
No.
That was it. Yeah. So an entire wood pigeon, feathers everywhere.
Oh.
Absolute mess.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, the other dog was like, what about me?
Did he try and get
whiskey?
A look in?
No, he didn't. He knew his place.
Oh, really? Is she the boss?
Yeah, she's the boss. So,
You woken up with a bang.
Woken up with a bang,
and it was a comatose bird.
He was. I'm never not looking, only, am I?
Oh, God. Yeah. That was your day, Mr. Beatty.
My day?
Yes.
My day really can stretch for literally about 4 or 5 days.
Oh.
Now, on Yvette's birthday.
Yeah.
I lost my keys to my car.
Did you?
Right. Now, I had them in my pocket in the morning, and they were gone. Isn't this right?
Yeah.
I looked everywhere for them. There are two sets, so I took the other set to the car, got in there, and it actually said it couldn't detect the key, even though it was with me in the car.
Right.
Right. And then it sort of said, charge your battery up your wanker.
I actually said that. Came up on the screen.
And,
but in a voice that went, charge it up, you wanker.
And so anyway, I couldn't use it. And literally, I couldn't find it anywhere. Could we? Mm-mm. Nowhere. And it was about 4 days later. What was it, yesterday? 4 days later. And I actually said to him, I said, it's absolutely ridiculous. I said, it's got to be here somewhere because it can't have vanished. And it's down to me. I had it last. I know I had it last. And I've looked everywhere we put keys. I've looked everywhere we didn't put keys. I've looked in pockets of jeans that I haven't worn for a while. You know what you do? You look in places that you know it can't possibly be.
Yeah.
In fact, turns around and goes, oh, here they are. Where the other keys are.
What?
Where we've looked.
Where we'd looked.
Oh, really?
How weird is that?
That's weird. That's happened to me a while ago before.
Yeah.
What, with my keys?
Yeah. You've got to stop nicking keys, you have.
But that's a weird thing, that is.
It wouldn't bother me if it was just, you know, maybe somewhere else. I go, oh, obviously didn't look there. But this was we have a tray on the top where all of our keys are, and that's where we looked. And they weren't there.
And
were they?
No, absolutely not.
Shall we have some correspondence?
Yes, please.
Very well.
Correspondence corner, the fielding and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a I realise what he said.
He
had a beep.
Yeah. Don't be a character.
Don't be a corresponder.
Ah!
love to be a correspondent. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And if you email the show at any time, then it's...
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
Now, the reason why we got the fudges out...
Mm.
They came from Hannah Young.
Oh, lovely Hannah Young.
And she also furnishes us with other gifts
as well.
And I'll read the email. I thought I'd drop you a line to give you a little explanation of the gifts I gave to Glenn at a recent Most Haunted event. Sorry, Glenn, if you're reading this. I can't remember if I explained myself or not. It was a roasting hot night that night, and I might have been a tad excited, unlike my friend Abby.
Just can I just throw this out there? So you spent a night with a girl called Hannah. It was a very hot night, and she was very excited.
Apparently so.
She bestowed you with gifts.
And she bestowed me with gifts. She's very generous. She says, so Glenn, the gift in brown paper is for you, and it's not actually from me, but from my daughter Evie.
Lovely name that, Evie.
That's this one.
Brilliant name that.
On here. I'll open that in a second. And then, I've replaced your knickers. Just so we are clear, I did not steal your original ones. I have also added an alternative. It's called a C-string. Who knows what it might change your life. Let us know how you get on. So there's your replacement knickers.
Jeepers, my God almighty.
And there's your C-string.
What the hell is a C-string? What the hell is that?
What the fuck?
What the hell?
What is it?
It looks like a musical instrument or something.
It looks like a vuvuzela.
Yes,
please.
It's
been coiled up.
Would you look at the size of these knickers?
What gets me is she says she didn't steal the knickers, but I think she does.
I have
too
to
much.
Take these knickers out, yeah. And I think you have to take a photograph.
You have to take a picture.
Because Carl, open that for me, darling.
Thank you, my love.
Right, let's have a look at the size of these knickers.
Let me move the pie out of the way.
Yes, because there's chocolate there, and I don't want... she's cracked herself. Would you look at the size of those?
Hang on. Wait, I'll take a picture.
Fucking hell!
I mean, that's bigger than a shopping bag.
I can just see your eyes.
I know, let me see. They are the most enormous knickers I think I've ever seen.
And on the other side of the coin...
Now, the C-string...
What the hell is this?
Carl's opening the C-string.
Oh, we'll have to give that to me. What the fuck? Language, I'm a children's author, don't swear.
Right, that's a red C-string.
But it's cockeyed.
Yeah, but that goes up your arse, doesn't it? Does this go up your arse?
Yeah.
Yes, it must do, mustn't it?
No, it doesn't go up your arse.
Hold that up again, like you just did. Yeah.
You could tell somebody that it was a hairpiece.
it goes over the nose like a Norman helmet.
All of these photographs will be available
on our Instagram page. Now then, I'm going to open up this parcel. Oh, hang on, Carl. I thought you'd appreciate some socks.
Oh,
let's just say I saw them and thought of you,
Hannah. These presents are fabulous. Can I just say thank you so much?
Anyway, enjoy the fudge. She says my favourite. I was dying for Glenn to offer me a finger, but alas, huge sigh. He never does.
Take him outside.
There we go.
Perfect. They are.
These
fab.
Are socks with.
Yes. Somebody's
middle finger right up. And the fact that I'm actually wearing a T-shirt with Winston Churchill with both his fingers up at this present moment.
Let me see.
Go on.
The bottom of these, one's got... On the bottom, they've got fuck
on the
off.
Sole.
On the sole of them. The other one's got...
That's fantastic!
Oh, amazing.
You're going to have to put them on your feet,
right,
and then we'll take a picture of you.
I'm opening up this present.
Oh, you've got a nice one.
It's a little cuddly husky.
You've got a lovely a cuddly husky.
Yeah, a little cuddly husky.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, isn't that lovely?
Thank you very much indeed. That's very appreciated.
Hannah, presents were amazing. But I don't be upset, Hannah. I won't be wearing the seed. Thing, whatever it's called.
It.
I know you are. You've got to give that to Mary as a joke.
Tell her it's something to put around her neck.
She'll give the game away when she hears this podcast, though.
Oh, yeah, of course she will. She listens to them all the time.
She does, yeah. Hi, Mary.
Yeah. It looks fabulous.
Mm. So thank you very much, Hannah. Now we've got a nice long email from Nicola Clark. Would you like to do the honours?
Oh, go on then.
Is that Nicola Clark?
To Yvette, Glenn, Mary, Carl, the mothers, Reg Corker and the dog. Hi guys, I'm currently listening to episode 45, Christmas at the Phoenix Club. It is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
I also listened to podcast 89 and I heard my email being read out. All I can say is, oh my God, I'm so starstruck. I've been letting everyone know that I'm famous, and they gave me weird looks. So anyways, thanks for reading it out as it made my day. Gosh, this is a long one.
So was the email.
Hey, I had an idea for a cake for Carl. I don't know if anyone has made one before, but it's a Marmite cheesecake. Instead of using digestive biscuits as the base of the cheesecake, use some crushed up twiglets. Mix in some Marmites and some soft spreadable cheese. Put it on top of the crushed twiglets. Decorated tip top with broken up twiglets and drizzle some running Marmite on top.
Loving it. Why don't you make it and we'll all come round?
I won't be there. Gross. It sounds disgusting. If you make it, please let me know how it tastes. I've never made it before and never tried it, but it came to me as an idea and I thought Carl might like. Also, do you fart in bed?
Fucking she farts everywhere.
If this story doesn't make you cry for laughing so hard, let me know and I'll pray for you. This is a story about a couple who had been happily married for years. The only friction in their marriage was the husband's habit of farting loudly every morning when he awoke. The noise would wake his wife and the smell would make her eyes water and make her gasp for air. Every morning she would plead with him to stop ripping them off because it was making her sick. He told her he couldn't stop it and that it was perfectly natural. She told him to see a Dr. Driscoll. She was concerned that one day he would blow his guts out. The years went by and he continued to rip them out. Then one Christmas Day morning, as she was preparing the turkey for dinner and he was upstairs sound asleep, she looked at the innards, neck, gizzard, livers and all the spare parts and a miraculous thought came to her. She took the bowl and went upstairs where her husband was sound asleep and gently pulled the bed covers back. She pulled back the elastic waistband of his underpants and emptied the bowl of turkey guts into his shorts. Sometime later she heard her husband waken with his usual trumpeting, which was followed by a blood-curdling scream and the sound of frantic footsteps as he ran into the bathroom. The wife could hardly control herself as she rolled on the floor laughing, tears in her eyes. After years of torture, she reckoned she had got him back pretty good. After 20 minutes later, her husband came downstairs in his blood-stained underpants with a look of horror on his face. She bit her lip as she asked him, what was the matter? He said, honey, you were right. All these years you've warned me and I didn't listen. What do you mean? Asked his wife. Well, you always told me that one day I would end up farting my guts out and today it finally happened. But by the grace of God, some Vaseline and two fingers, I think I got most of it back in. I hope this email isn't too long. Lots of love, Nicola Clark. Thank you, Nicola.
It was long, but it was worth it.
It was. That's very nice.
That's all the girls say.
I just laughed with some Vaseline and the grace of God.
Brilliant. Well done.
Now we've got another email here, and it says, hello, my loves. All right, my love.
All right, my love.
Your friendly, anonymous hotel housekeeper here.
Oh. Mm.
Who's that, then?
Well, we don't know.
I want you to read this as John Inman.
John Inman.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my loves. Your friendly anonymous housekeeper here, hotel housekeeper. Just been listening to episode 90 and just had to email again with some stupid questions I've been asked at work. I was in reception one day to do some dusting, as you do, and this guy walks in. Now, it's quite obviously a reception. There's a big desk with computers and staff standing behind it, room keys on the wall, a queue of people with their luggage and great bloody sign on the door saying reception. So this guy comes up to me and says, sorry, can you tell me where receptionist, please. I kind of half laughed, thinking he was joking, and I replied, right here. Another time I was emptying the bins and wearing an apron, bin bags and in hand, and this guest who'd watched me empty some bins came up to me and said, hi, do you work here? And I really wanted to reply, no, sorry, hon, I just had a dirty bin bag fetish. But that probably wouldn't have gone down well, not like somebody I knew. Just last week, I was stood chatting to the operations manager and general manager, and someone approached us and said, excuse me, when was this place built? And I replied, 1763. And she said, why? I didn't know what to say, so I said to the managers, yeah, I need to go and clean the toilets, and left them to deal with whatever that was.
Oh, my God.
Why? Not so much a stupid question, but my friend who works on reception told me that when a couple checked out and they asked them if they'd enjoyed their stay, they replied that they didn't. When asked what the issues were and if there was anything we could do to improve, they replied that everyone was too happy, polite and helpful.
What?
We're still trying to work that one out. We also had a complaint from a guest who, when they walked past the staff area, our smoking area where the bins and deliveries come from as well, they heard laughing, and it was a shame. We were too happy and enjoying ourselves when we were meant to be working, and it really put them staying here with us again. Anyway, I've got many more stories, but I'll be here all night. Love to you all, the anonymous hotel housekeeper.
Oh, wow. Like it. Brilliant. Thank that's... you. Keep them coming, please.
There we go. And that's the queerest folk, is there?
Can I just say, we actually got a complaint. I won't say who it was. But that people complaining about people being happy. Do you remember there was a sound guy that we'd hired on one of our productions, and he actually, after we finished the production, he wrote us a 4-page letter of complaint.
Really?
Yeah. But it was summed up very simply, but it went on for 4 pages. Basically, he said that no one had told him that the evening dinner was going to be so good. Right. Because if they had, he wouldn't have eaten so much of the stuff that we'd had out all day long, the crisps, the chocolate, the sandwiches, and he wouldn't have filled up on that and could have eaten more of the evening meal.
Oh, my God.
But it was an absolute complaint.
A proper complaint.
And I never used him again. I phoned him up and I said, you clearly have too much time on your... I said, you're actually complaining about being treated too well.
Yeah.
How?
What is wrong with
some
people?
There are some very strange people.
That's very strange.
This next email comes from Sarah Stout. Hi gang, hope all's well. Not going to lie, I nearly shat my pants when you said my name, but been buzzing for days. In regards to the Stout name, I'm 5'7" and I married a Stout. This is how it happened. Thought you'd be interested as it's a weird one. I was shopping one day with my best friend and we were about 15 years old at the time when a lady came up to me and grabbed my hands. She said, I see a man with wings in the clouds with blue eyes. Thought, crackpot alert. As I'm trying to free myself, she says, he's the one, the man who touches the clouds. Didn't think much of it, just laughed and made a quick exit. A few years later, we got new neighbours, and I was introduced to their son, my now husband. Yes, I'm the girl next door. Hobby was in the army. He's a paratrooper. He has blue eyes, and every time he parachuted, he would say, touch me, I've touched the clouds. It was only when my best friend reminded me on our wedding day, I guess you married the man from that crazy lady's message, that her message came back to me. I hadn't thought about it until then. I'd love to tell her she was right. It then opened me up to being interested in the paranormal, and then we both discovered Most Haunted. 20 years later, still married to my man in the clouds and still watching and listening to you lovely people. As good parents, we introduced our son Tom. Yes, he's a nursery rhyme character, not intended. Pussy in the well, who's pulled him out, little Tommy Stout. He's not so little at 6 foot plus, and have taken him on ghost hunts and walks. We all love listening to the podcast in car, on long trips in the car, looking like loons to the other drivers as tears roll down our faces from the belly laughs. How we make it anywhere, I'll never know. Keep being fabulous, Sarah Stout. P.S. I have a guest coming for What's Up Burner's Bot. Love you all.
Can I just intervene? Now, does he, when he jumps out of an aeroplane, does he say, touch me, I've touched the clouds? Did you read that wrong?
Touch me, I've touched the clouds.
He's lying to her.
Why?
That's Duncan Norvell.
Touch me.
Now you've got me. What are you going to do with me?
He's not a Stout. He's a Duncan Norvell.
Oh, wow. Touch me.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
What an amazing prediction, though.
I know, yeah. That's very good, that.
That was very good. Should have had her on the show. It would have been a lot better than some of the other ones we had on.
Oh, dear. She would have seen it coming.
She would have seen it coming.
Right, so this message comes from Jeff.
Oh, well, hello, Jeff. Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
I don't know who Jeff is.
Hello, Jeff. me or Jeff?
Yeah.
First off, I have to say I absolutely love the podcast. I laughed so hard I cried when Carl was sharing his conversation from the sex shop guy in Soho. I remember the big cone thing.
Up your butt. Oh my god, it was so embarrassing.
People on the street think, must I mad when I burst out in laughter listening to the podcast. Your conversations remind me of those I have with my friends back in Chicago when I absolutely love. It's absolutely the highlight of my week. On a separate note, Yvette and Carl. I'm not sure if you remember me, but we Zoomed a few days before the lockdown Christmas in 2000. Must be 2020, I'm guessing.
Yes, a while back.
I was the American chap with the Aussie boyfriend.
I remember him. I remember that. I remember him talking to us.
He's working on a PhD in transport and researching railways. Good news is that I'm now officially a doctor. I finished last November. To go back to our conversation, I believe it was Carl who asked if I could fix the trains or something like that. I'm happy to say that I've recently landed a job in the railways and can help improve them. That's good.
Do you know, and you will do. Thank you. Joe, thanks for that. And it's so lovely to hear from you. Because I remember that conversation very well.
I also wanted to share my guess on the mystery sound the moment I heard it. Oh, well, we'll get to that in a bit then. I don't want to read it out just yet. Thank you again for doing what you're doing. Podcast brightens my day. I hope to join you for a most haunted experience and meet you in person soon as well. Best wishes from Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. That was lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's have a game of What's That Noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
And for our home and studio audience, here's the noise it is. So Jeff thinks it's most likely fingernails running across the teeth of a comb. You know, I remember doing that as a kid.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, but it's not right.
Oh. Sorry, I thought you was onto something then. You still not tell me what this noise is, by the way.
Shall I reveal?
Oh, not
Let's
yet.
Reveal.
Let the guesses. Let's get the guesses come in first.
What do you mean?
Reveal yet. I thought you were going to tell me. Hello, you gorgeous bunch. I was in Asda the other day listening to Podcast 89 when I suddenly thought, I wonder if that noise is a flat tyre in motion, i.e. being driven.
Oh, that's
from Jenny Gray.
That's very good,
like that, but it's not the right answer. Sorry, darling.
Okay, and James Crompton from Liverpool. James says, is it a lettuce spinner?
Good, good, very, very good. Ooh, but it's not. Right.
Right, well, we've got another question to answer.
What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt?
An email here from Susan Gillies, or is it Gillies?
Oh, I think it could be Gillies.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I'm sitting in my car, literally wetting myself, laughing at Reg. I'm getting funny looks. Anyway, I think I know what's in Bernard's bum. I think he's got a spark plug up there, and every time he pulls it out, he says, oh, that's champion.
It's not bum, it's butt.
Butt, exactly right. So she's missed a trick there. I went into a pet store to get some dog food, had a wander over to the fish to have a look. I knew I was singing, and I do it often. But froze when I found myself singing the Bernard's Butt jingle right in front of the goldfish. Oh, there's another guess. Is it a goldfish?
Well, obviously it'd be dead, wouldn't it?
Not right.
No.
Loving your work. Keep it going, says Susan. Do you want to read out the next one? It's from Gay Derek.
Oh, Gay Derek.
Yeah, Gay Derek Nora.
Is happy?
That's how he signed it off.
Oh, where does he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Hi, Yvette, Glenn and Carl. I feel like I've cracked Bernard's butt. I was listening to the last podcast last night and thought, with all the super noodles guessed, it must be my favourite meal that's inside Bernard's butt. It's cock soup with noodles. Mother was always good at whipping this sort of short notice. See attached photo. Love and like, Gay Derek Doran. Yes. In fact, somebody sent us some cock flavour noodle soup.
Yeah, was it nice?
Yeah, well, no, try it. I think they gave it to me in Most Haunted Experience for as a present for us all.
Ah.
And it's somewhere in my larder.
Right.
Yes. I will try it one day. Hey?
Never mind. is it cock soup or whatever it is? Cock noodle soup. No, it's not in the box, darling. And one more there. Sarah Stout's guess.
Oh, another one.
She said that she had a guess for us. Could it be dental floss in the...
That's a good guess, actually. It's different,
That's a shit guess to be
Hopefully, it's going to be resolved next week when all, the clues of it being in the freezer are filtering through.
I just can't quite believe how shit that last guess was.
It was quite good because it was kind of out there.
It was shit.
No, okay.
Queen for far, which sounds like this. Another guest coming in there.
What does it
now? Last week, I think we said we were going to reveal that this week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. So, shall I read this one? Yes. This is regards from Chris. Hello, you crazy lot. My friend has recently pointed me in your direction as we're both massive Most Wanted fans. And now I get to enjoy your messed up humour online. Shout out to Andy, aka Dave from Fairham, for the recommendation. Anyway, my issue is that when I listen to your cast and go for a walk, you mean podcast, I think, I cannot stop farting. genuinely, it starts and won't stop. It's either the walking, this podcast, or something else. Oh, I see. There's the odd word missing there. It's either the walking whilst listening to the podcast or something else. Yeah. Anyway, it's great. We all love a good fart. Your podcast has medical side effects, which is a bonus. I wonder whether any of your other listeners have farts or queef issues when listening to your show? ! Anyway, love the show, and I will keep listening and farting along. P.S. Snack shout out is chili and lime lentil chips. They're amazing. Right. I think we should try some of these new age thingies.
Find out where we're getting them from.
So, well, there you go, because you keep farting.
Farts, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, shall I reveal?
Yeah. Are you going to perform it?
Get your leg up on it.
I love how you both look at me. It could be a fart.
Well, yeah, you fart.
Could be one of you. I don't do any of those noises. No, I don't. Anyway, I can now reveal that sound is none other than a genuine real life queef.
Yes! Yes. I said that a long time!
Let's play it again,
Unbelievable scenes.
That is a genuine real life queef. And let me tell you, I've had permission from the lovely person who has done those that we can interview her about her queefing. and she's very happy to come on the show and talk to us.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe...
Do you think she'd queef live?
I think she will queef live. And I think perhaps...
is she going to do it over FaceTime?
She will probably do it over FaceTime. Because she's done it for me over FaceTime before. It's not a member of our family. But I know she's more than happy to come on the show. So maybe in the next couple of weeks we can get her on.
Wow, there we go.
Yeah, she is the queen of queefs, let me tell you.
It would seem clearly. So.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Queen of queefer.
But we do have a new sound, don't we?
Ah,
yes. A new sound. We came up with it. Now, we're thinking on the fart thing, fart or snore.
Fart or snore. You've got to guess if the new sound is a fart or a snore.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is it now, Glenn?
Interesting.
Yeah. Fart or snore.
Okay, there you go.
That's harder to guess than a queef or fart.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It really could be one or the other.
It could be one or the other.
To be fair, there's been a few times when we've been in bed together, I don't know whether she's snoring, farting or queefing.
I'm not going to ask how you got the recording.
Sometimes you've got all three.
And it gets very complicated when I've had a chocolate finger. The stains. Oh, what a mess.
Oh, no. That's... That's a vision.
Have you ever done that? We've talked about this before, but have you genuinely ever had chocolate in bed mm-hmm. with white sheets?
Yes.
And have you woken up in the morning and
worried?
Have you? I think we all have, haven't we, really?
Have you ever been in bed with a hot water bottle and it burst and thought you pissed yourself?
Have you really?
When I was a kid, and I literally, I was so disappointed with myself. I was living at home. I was about sort of 13, 14. I had a hot water room. It was cold, obviously. Had a hot water room in my bed. And I remember sort of waking up about 3 or 4 in the morning and thinking, and it was wet, and I thought, I can't believe I'm like 14 years old and I've actually wet the bed. I can't believe it. And I pulled the covers over and I was so concerned because I thought, crumbs. And then I realised I saw my hot water bottle was empty. Thank fuck for that.
I am not a pissy pants.
Thank fuck for
pants.
That, I said.
Yeah, I'm not pissy pants. I remembered, have I told you this story?
Oh, no one knows. Tell me the story and I'll tell you.
I remember being really little. My mum was in hospital. She was very poorly. And my dad had to work. So I was sent away to be looked after by a colleague of my dad's and his wife. And they had like a baby and they had a cot. Now, I must have been about 2 years old, 2 or 3, but I really remember this. They put me in this cot. Have I told this on the podcast?
I can't remember.
Me in this cot, and it was a completely strange house to me. I was a bit frightened. It was very, very dark. There was no lights on in the house upstairs.
Especially that age.
Yeah. And I remember needing a poo.
Oh. With your fists?
What?
Oh, no, you hadn't done it yet.
What's he talking about? Can you explain to me?
What do bakers do with dough?
Knead.
Right.
Oh, jeez. Just got that. Shut up.
Sorry. My brain's working overtime tonight.
Well, you need to stop that. Shall I continue then? Or are you going to talk amongst yourselves?
Let's see how it goes. See if it gets any better.
He starts giggling when I start to lose my shit. And he really does. He loves it. Look at you.
He's great.
He gets really cute as well. He's kind of like, I'm upset teacher.
Oh, you do, don't you? Look at his eyes. He's looking at me. She's going to go in a minute. She's going to go in a minute.
I'm waiting on the edge of my seat.
Shall I tell this story then?
No.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a funny story. It's quite sad,
you needed
really.
A poo. You're in the cart and gone.
What?
You're in the cart and you
I was in the cart and I was needing a poo and I looked over. I was too small. I looked over the cot side.
Like you're looking over those knickers earlier.
That's right. And I looked down the corridor and I could see the door to the toilet open. But I was so frightened because it was so dark and I was absolutely petrified because I didn't know where I was and I couldn't get out of the cot. So I pooed,
ooh,
right?
Ooh.
But because in my panic, I thought, I need to wipe the poo somewhere. So I wiped the poo all over the bars. All over the bars of the cot. All over the bars of the cot, everywhere.
Yeah, they'll never find it.
They'll never see it. They'll never see it because they didn't know what to do. Anyway, the next morning, the husband came in to discover, well, what a mess it must have looked like. So, yeah, it must have been absolutely... And I remember him... It took me out of the car and he slapped my leg so hard and said I was so dirty and so naughty.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I told my mother when I went to see him in hospital, who told my dad, and my dad went absolutely mental. He went back to that house.
Yeah.
He had him up against the bloody wall. Don't you ever touch my daughter.
Your dad wasn't one to mess with the family.
Oh, good for him.
I know, but honestly, I don't know what made me think of that story.
You're perverted.
That's right, yeah. And I've never stopped since. I'm always wiping my feces all over the banister. All down the banister in the morning if I can't quickly go.
Yes, you can't. You want to get in the car. It's all over the steering wheel.
People go, look at this. Licking the chocolates off her fingers in that car.
That's why I've never taken on a long train journey.
I know.
It's all right, I've just had some Bovril.
We should have never told you that story now. I don't know why I told you that story.
It's a real story.
It is a real story. And I was only two, so...
Yeah.
You know.
There you go.
And it might spur other people on to tell us other humiliating, embarrassing stories.
Where have you wiped your shit?
Have you ever pooed the bed? when you're older. Have you ever woken up, you know, whether it be in a... I always remember that comedian, what's he called? Mickey Flanagan, telling us the story. It's brilliant. If you've never, ever watched any of Mickey Flanagan's comedy stuff, you can get them on Amazon. Absolutely fantastic. But he talks about how you used to go to Spain and get the shits. He says, now you've got to go more continental. You've got to go more continental,
really,
right? And he talks about going to India. But he says his friend went, Mickey, are you all right? What's the matter? I've woken up. I've got shit on me pillow, Mickey. Oh, my God. No, so, yeah, I've never shit the bed as an adult. Have you ever shit the bed as an adult?
Not as an adult, no.
No, have you, Glenn?
No, I'm pleased to report.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Shut up, bird.
Have you out there ever shit the bed?
Yeah, we need to know. We want to know.
We're probably going
to
hear a story from the anonymous hotel.
Oh, yes. I bet you she's got some skid mark stories to talk about. Yeah.
I bet you. And also, what's the worst first date you've ever had? Because I love those stories when something goes dramatically wrong on your first date.
Mm. And I've told that story about the girl that went on the first date and she needed a poo. And she was really embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
So she got a plastic bag from the kitchen and took the poo out, tied up the plastic bag, and then left a note for her one-night stand. It was so lovely. Here's my phone number if you want to see me again. And left the plastic bag of poo on the side table that went out the door. How embarrassing! I wonder if he ever rang her again.
Oh, I don't think he did.
Sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I love that story. So any stories like that, more than welcome.
I once unintentionally stood someone up because I just slept in. Yeah, I was meant to go on a date, and I thought it was in the evening. I'm like, I'm gonna have a nap.
Can have a nap before I go out.
And then, sure enough, I woke up and it was too late to do anything about it.
Was it before mobile phones?
It was. So I phoned the house because I had the phone number, and I just said, "I want to apologise. She's going to get to where we're meeting, and I won't be there because I've just woken up." And they went, "Whatever," and they hung up the phone on me, and I was like, "I'm just
picking up." Well, that's a shame.
What you shouldn't have said, this is where a white lie could have helped. You should have said, I've just woken up. You should have said, I've just been so busy at work, I've only just got back, I'm desperately trying to meet her. Then they'd have gone, they'll work with you. But just saying, I've just woken up, measly, can't be arsed.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
Too honest for my own good, that's
you
the
are
problem.
Too honest.
Very soon, we'll be having a visit from Mr. Reg Corker, no less.
Oh, yes, of course.
Far away.
Oh, God.
Before all that happens, shall we see what the Daleks have been struggling with this week?
Yes, go on then. Yes. Yes.
Since the collapse of the Dalek Empire, the most evil creatures in the universe, formerly obsessed with ludicrously complicated interstellar battle tactics, find themselves scattered across the galaxy, where they are forced to live ordinary, everyday lives, in which they discover a new enemy. Dalek Dilemmas!
Oh, box! I've just filled up the family MPV battle cruiser with diesel, and it runs on petrol! My wife's gonna kill me!
Dalek Dilemmas! And you thought the only thing they had to worry about were stairs.
Oh, you'd been all right if you didn't switch the engines on.
I know. Well, there's a doctor, isn't there? There's fuel doctor.
Yes, that's
right. I've seen that. Yep. Oh, thank God. You know, there's a cure for everything now, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
Well, actually, not
everything. Almost
everything. Almost. What propels Daleks? Because I know when I was watching Peter Cushing's, it was all about electricity and stuff on the floor, wasn't it?
It was what?
Electricity on the floor there to be connected.
Yes, that's right, because they were in their earliest form, weren't they?
Yeah.
Relatives.
They wouldn't be able to afford to run today, would they?
No, that's very true. Yeah. Oh, A up. I can hear the car.
Oh, there we go.
I'm going out to see Diddy.
Oh, of course you are.
Well, yeah.
That was a bit of a fight. Did you hear that?
Though? I know, yeah.
A bit of a
start
of the car door. Oh, dear. Oh,
go
God.
Go on then.
I almost dread it.
Diddy's all right, and his toenail's still okay.
Toenail. Just the one. Oh, hello. Come in.
Hello, Reg.
Come in.
I think you must open the door for me, but.
Come in. Oh, my God. Just come in, for fuck's sake.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Reg.
Reg, you can choose your own jingle. What jingle would you like today?
I'd like an upbeat one.
An upbeat one?
Yeah, because I'm feeling a bit down.
Okay.
Yeah,
are
I am.
You?
I am.
Well, have a bit of Elvis. Then.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Why does a man keep bothering me? I can't get the peace in heaven above when he says, shut the fuck up.
fuck up Rich. Rich Corkers.
To me, I talk to him too. He
do
comes
you?
To me.
Does
yeah,
he come to you?
He doesn't come through me, love. He comes to me. There's
oh.
a difference.
Oh, is
okay,
there?
Yeah. There's a lot of difference. We sit and chat about the old days.
Carl's got his ring, you know.
I know. He told me. He said that Southern Twat's got my ring.
Have you ever fingered his ring?
Oh, I've not.
No,
but that Southern Twat has. And have.
How are you? So you're feeling
Do you know,
a bit
I'm
low?
Feeling. I need to stop recording.
Why?
Glenn, my brother.
Okay.
Because I need some help.
Oh, okay.
From you both.
Oh, okay.
And a lot
That's
of people think
Christ.
I'm an angry man, and I'm not. I'm a spiritual man.
You are very spiritual.
I'm a spiritual man. Okay. Can you stop recording?
Yeah, I'll stop now. There you go.
Great. For a while now, I've been battling against my demons.
Demons.
I can tell, yeah.
Right. And I'm being possessed.
Possessed?
Yeah.
By what? A demon?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. And I'm not going to say you're not going to believe it. Okay, I will if you keep on.
Is it dark sperm?
No, there's no dark sperm. Sperm is one. He's one and only true spammy.
Right, okay. Go on, tell us, who are you possessed by?
I'm being possessed by a dead psychic.
What are the chances?
Oh, I am. He's a right cunt.
What's he saying then?
Oh, he's just so angry.
He
bet he scares me. He's angry.
Why
oh, he's
think,
angry.
Why do you think he's coming through you?
I think it's because he knows I'm real.
Right.
And he was a fake.
No, a fake yeah. angry psychic.
Yeah, well, we've known quite a few of those in our time,
oh,
haven't we, Glenith?
He used to be on, I can't say what he was on, but he was known
drugs,
to a few.
Drugs?
To a few. But the rest of us knew he was a fake twat. But he didn't say nothing. Because
right.
you know what, psychics, we like to pretend we like each other when people ask.
Yeah,
but in real
right.
life, we can't fucking stand each other.
Well, we've right. heard that when Clinton Baptist.
That's right.
Them,
that's
yeah.
Yeah,
but you know what? You know what? What gets me with it? And people don't. I said this before. But all these psychics, supposed psychics, when they die, right?
Yes.
How come they have to cancel events? Stage shows? You see, I know when I'm going to die. I know
when,
the date.
When?
I can't say.
Oh.
No, because I'm booked right up to that date.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Well, you're going to continue afterwards, presumably, then.
I'll come back in spirit, in love
right.
and
yeah.
light, and light and love of the spirit world.
So in the meantime, what are
yeah.
you going to do about this
I don't
this
know.
Very angry
I don't
psychic?
Know. You know my wife, Wendoline?
You haven't mentioned her once before.
Yes.
Well,
we have never seen her, but we've heard of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she does
Dizzy.
Disagree with my relationship with Dizzy.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
She's... You know he's got one foot bigger than the other or
yes.
longer than the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's like that with her flaps. But it levels herself out with her tits.
I hope she doesn't listen to this, Wendy.
No, she doesn't agree with what you're doing.
Oh, does
no,
she, not?
She thinks you're a witch. And Glenn, she thinks you're just a cunt.
Well, a lot of people do.
But
do you know, in all the years we've been talking, Reg,
yeah.
it's the first time that we've actually had a nice conversation.
I know,
you?
Because I need your help and you're not giving me
well,
none.
What do you
because
want to
I
do?
Don't know what to do.
Well, I've got...
Yvette, Ivy, Eve, Ivy, Ivy, Eve.
Would you like some...
Betty, I don't know what to do.
I've got some holy water. Would you like me to do a little exorcism on you?
No, I'm tired. I can't be doing weightlifting.
We can burn some... what's the stuff that you...
Sage. Cigarettes.
Sage. Cigarettes.
Oh, no, I don't smoke... Trouble is this one, though. He's a bad un. He's a bad un. He comes to me at night with his stinking, wrenching breath of stale smoke.
And he looks at me and he goes, Reg. He does that. He sounds like that. Reg, he says, you're a cunt. And I don't like using such words, as you know.
I don't swear.
Has this only just happened recently to you, Reg?
It's been coming on emanation. For a couple of years.
Well, you need to tell him. You know what to do. You need to tell him out loud to back off and leave you alone.
I have. He tries to fist me. Bend over, he says. He comes over and says, bend over.
And what do you do?
Well, the trouble is, sometimes I'm in a hot hypnotic state. Okay. A psychic, spiritual hypnotic state. In the dark side, and I'm saying to spare me, help me, spare me, help me, spare me. But he can't because I'm on the dark side and he can't come through to the dark side. It takes me longer.
Do you know what we should do? We should ask everybody now that's listening for help and advice, because I don't know what else to do apart from...
But he comes through sometimes, I can't help it.
I know,
it.
But everybody at home will be listening, they'll be feeling...
Don't you worry, I'm back! Oh, shit, what was that?
Hey, what the fuck was that? I think you need to douse yourself in some holy water.
Oh, no.
Yes, I've got
to go, he's coming.
Oh, no.
He's coming.
This is bad.
Go for a swim in the River Mersey.
Yeah, demon! He's coming.
Quick.
I've got to go. I've got to shit him out.
Bye, Reg.
Bye.
Reg Carcare brings love and light to you.
Very good. I have to say, very good.
Reg just came running past me, hot with his hand on his bum.
I have to say, I'm saying very good only because I've not laughed like that for a wee while with Reg.
Yeah. What was?
He says he's been possessed by a dead angry psychic.
Do we know who?
No,
quite a few dead ones, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, no, we don't know. He wouldn't say who it was, but it was actually quite emotional seeing him a little bit
vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
You say he has a go at you. Did he?
No, he was actually very pleasant to talk to. I actually felt a bit sorry for him. So if you have any suggestions on how to help Reg,
perhaps exercise
Reg, and hopefully next week, he might have sorted the problem out. But in the meantime, we need all the help we can get.
Yep. What happens if he gets possessed by whatever this psychic is? I mean, he did say it was male or female.
Don't know.
He didn't go into any detail. Maybe we'll get more next week, perhaps.
Yeah, but if he gets possessed and he can't get rid, that will be him forever.
Maybe you could phone a listener.
What do you mean?
Well, you could get a listener's advice, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe true. Mm. Mind you, though, if he gets possessed, anyway, we'll find out more next week.
Yes,
we will.
Well, it's been a brief yet pleasurable experience.
Pleasurable experience, and I can't wait for next week. Hey, have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next week. We love you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.